Previously on Ballyglissane.
It was me. Let me be clear. I did not plan to kill him. I never, ever wanted Jimmy dead.
Yes, Mr. McRae, I thought as much.
I wanted to put an end to the...
embezzlement?
Yes.
Who died?
What? What do you mean?
Well, you said just now there was a funeral. Last week. You never said who passed away, so who was it?
Right. The old Gallagher man. Lived out beside Daniel McGinley's mother. Do you remember him?
Yes. Yes, I do remember him. Pipe. He could be awkward sometimes. He used to be in every Thursday.
That's the one. He hadn't been well. He had a fall at home September? Maybe October? Wasn't in there for a while. Then we got word.
Sorry to hear it. This is the kind of news you don't get when you're in a place like this.
You've lost weight, Peter. Are you sleeping? You look tired.
I could say the same about you, Angela. You look like you've had a few late nights.
Well, Peter, I asked first. Are you sleeping? Are you eating?
I'm fine, Angela, I'm fine. This place isn't so bad. Really, it's fine. Anyway, I'm not here to have a good time. I'm here for a long time.
Well, you should still look after yourself.
You're very good. You're very good to come and visit me.
Sure, I told you. I was heading back from Dublin. I was visiting my two. That's the last I'll see of them now till after Christmas.
How are they doing?
They're good, Peter. They had plans made to be overseas this Christmas, but then, with everything that happened in the summer, they were going to cancel all of that. But I told them not to. I told them to go ahead with their plans. I'll be fine, I'm keeping busy. So it was good to see them. Oh, they're good. And so was Hannah. Hannah's good, Peter. I know she hasn't been in touch. Daughters can be headstrong. You just have to give her time.
Well, that is something I've got plenty of in here. Time. You are very good to visit me and bring me news, I mean, under the circumstances.
Peter, as far as I'm concerned, what happened was an accident. It's as simple as that. An accident. No matter what the court says, I know you didn't mean for what happened to happen. I know that. That's enough for me. And I know it's going to be difficult with Hannah not being in touch and everything. So this is the least I can do for you.
And she is good, Hannah.
Oh, yes, Peter. She has really come into her own. Oh, you should see her. Being in charge really suits her. Oh, she's good at it. And she's full of ideas. Good ideas. It's only been 6 months, but already I'd be lost without her. Lost! Oh, and she has a great way with people.
Come in.
Hannah. You were looking for me?
Yes, Lorcan. Come on in. Sit down, please. Lorcan, where were you earlier?
I'm sorry, Hannah. I'm so sorry. It was the baby again.
Again?
We were up through the night.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. I know it's difficult. A new baby and all that.
It's just crazy. I had no idea. I really had no idea what we were in for. I sent a message to Katie. Did she get it? Did she tell you?
She did. She came over, filled in for you. But that's not the point, is it?
No, that's not. I'm sorry.
We need you here when you're supposed to be here. You need to be here. Everybody needs to be here. It's not a big team. We're a small supermarket in a small town in the middle of Donegal. And everybody needs to be here on time when they are supposed to be.
I understand.
Do you?
Katie covered for me?
She did. But that's not the point. We all have lives outside this place. Well, I don't. Not anymore. Brendan is forever telling me he never sees me. It sucks. I get that. We all have places to be. We all have other commitments. But one of the responsibilities that everybody who works in the supermarket has is that they are here on time to do their shift.
I'm sorry.
And if you regularly can't be here on time to do what's asked of you, then there's no point being here at all. Do you get me?
Yes. I know what you mean.
It would be different if it was a one-time thing, but it's not. You know that yourself. It's happening more and more. I'm going to let you go, Lorcan.
Give me another chance, please. It won't happen again. I guarantee it. Things are going to get better. It won't happen again.
No, I'm not giving you another chance. There's an issue here. I'm solving it. There's no point prolonging it.
No. Suppose not. I'm sorry.
Angela has plans for this place. Big plans. Plans to expand, plans to hire new people. But in the meantime, it has to be all hands on deck. We have to work with military precision. If you're not here on time, if people are covering for you, then you're letting people down. I can't and won't foster that kind of behaviour. I just won't. I'm here to do what Angela is too nice to do.
I see.
I'm not happy about this. I'm not. But your problems are your problems. Not my problems. You're making them my problems.
I see.
Joe, who was that woman?
What? What are you talking about?
Was that her?
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have time for this. I don't want to start into this. Not here, not now.
I saw you talking to a woman up the street, outside the post office.
I don't know what you saw. I don't know what you saw at all. Somebody was asking for directions. I don't care. Look, did you get everything in the shop? Is everything in the back? Can I go?
Yes, I got the shopping. It's in the back. Please take it home on your way back to work.
When will you have your car back?
Tomorrow. The garage says I can get it tomorrow morning.
And I suppose I have to drive you there?
Yes. Who was that woman you were talking to? I want to know. Is that her? I thought you weren't seeing her anymore.
I'm not... Yes, that was her. Happy now? Is that what you want to know? There's nothing going on. She saw me. She spoke to me. That's it. That's all. Can you drop it, please?
She's not working for you?
No. I told you this. She's gone. She's quit. We talked about this. It's over. It's all over. Why are you bringing it up again?
I'm not.
You are. You're asking me all these questions.
You were talking to her. I saw you.
It's a free country. She saw me on the street and stopped to speak. We haven't seen each other in months. She saw me and she stopped to speak.
What did she want to know?
Ah, for God's sake.
Was it about me? Was it about us?
No. No. It wasn't about anything like that. It was just about... work. Yeah, work stuff.
Work?
Yes, that's all. Let that be the end of it. She asked about work, okay? She wanted to know about her replacement. She worked with me for 2 years. It's natural that she would ask about the new girl. It doesn't mean anything. Drop it.
And she doesn't work there anymore?
Oh, for God's sakes, we covered all this. I told you. She's working for some solicitor in Buncrana now. Somewhere. I don't even know where. And I don't care. Are we finished?
Yes. We're finished. I'm going inside now, to work. Take everything back to the house, please. Put the meat in the fridge.
Put the meat in the fridge. Wonderful. See what you started. It's going to be a great Christmas.
I love your house, Sarah. I really do. I just love it.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nothing special.
Oh, I know. And that's why I love it so much. It's just so ordinary. It's a perfect example of a type of house, if you know what I mean. An ordinary small dwelling in Donegal. How marvellous.
Right.
As I said earlier, I didn't grow up in houses like this. My background was very different. Palaces and castles. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, travelling around. Not just around Ireland, but around the world. And now that I'm in Ireland, I'm loving it. Loving it. I can't believe I didn't come here before. I've seen Kerry, Tipperary, Mayo, all very lovely. But Donegal. Donegal is just the loveliest of them all. And this house. I am finding this house of yours very inspiring. I did tell you that I'm a writer, didn't I?
Oh, yes, Lily, you mentioned that. An hour or two back.
I've been writing poetry for a few years now, since I started travelling around. Since I found my wings. And obviously, while I do it to unburden my soul...
Obviously.
I do enjoy the accolades that come with being a published writer. Last year, the New Yorker magazine described me as the voice of a generation. Imagine that.
Imagine.
Oh, I'll definitely write something tonight. Thank you again, Sarah, for inviting me into your home.
Oh, you're welcome, Lily. And thank you for paying your rent.
And I love this little village of yours, Ballyglisane. It's so picturesque. And the people are so friendly, so lovely, so divine. I must capture them in a poem.
Oh, you must.
There's so little in Ballyglisane. A shop, a post office, a public house, a butcher, a few houses. It's like something out of a postcard.
You should write a poem about it.
Oh, I will. I will. I was surprised to learn that there's no doctor, no medical facility, no health care.
No. In Donegal, you have to travel a distance for that type of thing.
That's terrible. What if there was an emergency? You know, I might be able to do something about that.
Oh?
Yes, I've done things like that before. Well, I've travelled extensively. Uganda, northern Canada, even remote parts of Australia. And I've seen people living in very poor conditions, just like here in Donegal. People living without basic healthcare facilities. And I'll be very honest with you, it moved me deeply.
I bet you've written a poem or two about it.
I have. Oh, I have. But I've done more than that. I'm very fortunate that I have an inheritance. And Daddy doesn't really care what I do with my money. He calls me his little princess, the apple of his eye. I might be able to build a health centre in Ballyglisane.
You might build a health centre? Here?
Yes. Yes, the more I think about it, I think I will. Sarah, I'm going to build a health centre in Ballyglisane.
Hello, Patricia.
Hello, Ronan.
Can I come in?
Yes, yes, of course you can come in. Your office too. You don't have to ask every time.
No, I know. I'd just like to be sure. I don't want to intrude.
You're not intruding, Ronan. I promise.
Okay. How are you today?
Good, thanks. I'm just in the door ahead of you.
Oh yes, that's right. You and Joe are away this morning. Appointment. How is Joe?
Joe is good. I'm here for the evening now. Just like yourself.
I like the evenings around here. Quieter.
Yeah, yes it is. Oh, I see it's been a busy morning. Good.
Did you hear that Larkin has been fired? Hannah just told me. She let him go.
Yes, yes, I heard that. Poor Larkin.
He had been late a lot. Ever since the baby arrived. Hannah is very strict about that kind of thing.
She is. Tell me, do you ever find that stressful, Ronan?
No, never. I'm a very good timekeeper. I'm very prompt.
Yes, suppose you are.
Very punctual. I have a very good handwriting. Very neat and tidy.
That's true. I suppose you find me a bit messy.
No.
It's just things get on top of me. Being new here. But I'm going to make an effort. next week, I'm going to do a real tidy on my side of the office, put away all these papers, put them back where they're supposed to be. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I'd love it if you did that.
I just had to go through everything, you see, to find out how Fiona did everything.
Fiona was fantastic.
Yes, she did a great job. I bet you miss her.
I do.
But she'll be back?
Yes, in 2 months. She's away travelling. Writing. Writing about travelling. It's what she wanted to do. I'm happy for her. But I still miss her.
Of course. You're very good to take me into your office, share it with me, show me the ropes while I fill in for her. I would have taken one of the offices in the back.
I suggested that. But Angela told me there's some problem with the electricity in those. One of them has a leak as well. No, you're better off in here, with me. But don't mind. I'll go and get you a box.
A box?
Yes. If you're going to tidy away all those papers next week, you need a new box for them. I'll get you one now before I forget.
All right. Thanks.
Do you want a coffee?
A coffee?
Yes, I know how you take it. I know you like the coffee from the machine. I'll bring you one.
Thanks, Ronan. That would be really nice.
Angela, you're back.
Hannah, hello. Hello. I finally made it. And I'm on time, I think.
Yes, no problem. No problem. Plenty of time. He doesn't get here for another 20 minutes. How are you? How was your weekend? You look tired.
I am tired. I don't know what it is. I'm used to driving long distances. At least I should be. I've driven enough of them. But today, I just don't feel myself. I felt really dizzy earlier.
Oh, did you eat before you left? Did you stop to eat along the way?
Yes. Don't be such a worrywart. I did eat. I don't know. Maybe I just need a good night's sleep. Anyway, I'm here now. And I got here before Mr. McLaughlin. Any word from him?
Yes, he called this morning just to confirm. Oh, and that Margaret woman called as well.
Oh, God, she is keen.
How was your weekend anyway? You never said.
Oh, it was just lovely to see the children. Well, I say children. They're adults now. Both of them. Like you, Hannah. Adults. Where does time go? One day you blink and your babies are all grown up and gone away. Such is the lot of a parent. Speaking of, I stopped in Castlereagh on the way back. Just 20 minutes. I saw your father.
Oh, before Mr. McLaughlin gets here, I should tell you, I let Lorcan go earlier.
Oh, I see.
He was late again, Angela. I've lost count of the number of times that's happened. I really have. I've already spoken to him about it. I think you did too.
I did. One time. Such a nice young fella.
Yes, he is. I know. Lovely man.
They're just having it difficult with the baby, Hannah. Adjusting. Maybe we should reconsider.
Yes, yes they are. But that's not our problem. That's his problem, and he's making it our problem. We were short this morning because he wasn't here. Katie had to come in early to cover him, but that's not the point.
You're right, Hannah. You're right, of course. I just feel bad for him. So what happens now?
We'll find someone. I'll ask around. I'll get someone this week. Someone reliable. Someone we can depend on.
Good. Good work, Hannah. You're so much better at this stuff than me.
I do try, Angela. I do try. But it's your shop. Your call at the end of the day. If you think I should give Lorcan another chance, I will. Just say the word.
No. No, it's probably for the best. Leave it for now.
And speaking of your shop, we have Mr. McLaughlin on his way. Are you all set, Angela? Are you sure you know what to do?
Yes, Hannah, I think I do. I'm just to talk to him as normal. And at some point, I'm to suggest this weather app and send it to his phone. Is that right?
Yes, that's it. That's all you need to do. You airdrop the app to his phone and I can do the rest. Are you sure you're okay with this, Angela? You look a bit peakish.
No, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. We've talked about this before. What we're doing is not illegal, is it? Not really.
Angela, this is what goes on. This is what happens now. It happens up and down the country. Trust me. We're not doing anything that isn't happening in 20 other places right now.
He's such a nice man.
Yes, yes he is. He's a lovely man, just like Lorcan. They're all lovely men. But we have a business to run, and we have to protect that business, you and I. We have to protect it at all costs. Make it expand if we can. Mr. McLaughlin is very nice. He's well-liked all over Donegal. But he doesn't work here. He doesn't work with us in our supermarket. He manages his own supermarket. And that's in a completely different town. And some of the people who shop here also shop there. In that town. That's the reality of it, Angela, no matter how nice he is.
What you're going to do isn't legal, is it? Not really.
You don't need to know about that. You're just giving him a weather app for his phone, okay?
Yes. I don't even need to know about it.
Just talk to him as normal and at some point tell him about the weather app. With this big storm supposed to hit Donegal next week, it's all people are talking about anyway.
Right, well, I did do a lot of acting in college, so I suppose I can just pretend I'm back there again.
Yes, this is just like that. Be natural.
Okay. Oh, Hannah, you're great. You really are. I don't know how I could do all of this without you.
I love it. I love all of this. I love fighting in the trenches with you. Thanks for giving me this chance. How are you feeling now? Are you feeling any better? You still look a bit white.
I'm fine. Don't fret. I think I just need to get a good night's sleep tonight, but I'm fine.
Well, go home after you meet McLaughlin.
I'm back in the supermarket, Hannah. That means I am back home.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I understand. Sorry about that. Yeah, the phone was off. We were working on a job here, but anyway, you got me now. That's all that matters. Yeah, give me a shout in the new year. We'll see the lay of the land. Thanks, anyway.
Everything okay, Daniel?
Well, that's you off the hook for next week, Liam, my boy. Another cancellation.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Liam, it's me that should be saying sorry to you. You work for me. I'm the one letting you down on the run-up to Christmas, too.
No, that's not it. You're not letting me down. It's not your fault. It's people. People letting you down, Daniel. People who booked jobs. And now they're changing their mind, cancelling. All because of this social media nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense, anyway. It is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it.
You should have said something to her. That woman. There now. You should have told her. Not to be believing what she reads online.
There's no point. She'd only deny it. She said money was tight. She said they just couldn't budget it. Who knows? Maybe it's the truth.
So, you don't need me next week?
I don't. I have no work now. No work for you. No work for me. Nothing next week. But in the meantime, we still have tomorrow. I need you tomorrow. I'll pick you up as usual, at your place.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's perfect.
And thanks for your help today. I mean it. It makes a huge difference. Having a second person there, it's a huge help. These last couple of months, I've been busy. Well, before everything went pear-shaped. And it's been a great help, you there.
Yeah, well, it's been good for me too, Daniel, you know. Helps me make ends meet. Sure, maybe it'll pick up in the new year.
Yeah, maybe. In the new year.
Oh, I bet it will.
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to get my hopes up. At this point, it really feels like nothing I do is working out.
Oh, don't let it get you down, man.
Yeah, I'm fine. What about you?
Yeah, all good. I have to be in Donegal Town later in the week. A few shops want me to do their windows and all. Usual Christmas stuff, and I have a couple of other jobs like that.
Good for you, Liam. The whole commercial artist thing has really taken off for you.
Well, I wouldn't say it's taken off, but I do get some work. The best thing is that band I was telling you about.
From Sligo?
Yeah, they really, really seem to want me to design stuff for them. And they have a single coming out in April. I think they're going to get me to do the cover for it. I sent them two rough design ideas, and they said they'd let me know about it soon. Maybe before the end of the year.
Well, good luck with it.
Ah, cheers.
Maybe if it all works out, I can come and work for you.
Yeah. You're really worried, Daniel, aren't you?
I bet.
Oh, man, your business won't go under. It won't. This will blow by. What does your sister think?
Grainne?
Yeah. She's up visiting from Galway, isn't she? What does she think of all this? She works in some big company down there, doesn't she? She knows more about how business works than anyone else in Ballyglesane.
I haven't told her, and I won't. I don't want her to worry.
Maybe you should tell her. Ask her advice.
No, she's up for a break. A holiday. To see Mam and catch up with her friends. I don't want her to think my life is falling apart. I don't want her to know how bad it's gotten.
Mr. McLaughlin! Mr. McLaughlin, come in. Come in and sit yourself down. You are right on time.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much. And none of that old Mr. McLaughlin business. Sure, you know me. My name is John. Or you can call me JR. Everyone calls me JR. My wife doesn't like that right now, but she's not around today.
JR it is. And of course, you can call me Angela.
Angela, you're looking very well. It's lovely to see you.
Oh, thank you.
This is my first time to chat to you. Properly, since the funeral back in the summer. How are you settling in? I feel bad that I didn't call to visit you before this. Where does the time go?
Don't be daft.
No, I should have called over to see you. Especially when you took charge of the place. I should have called over to you weeks ago. There's no denying it. I should have called over, and that's it. My wife doesn't like it when I go rambling around the country, as she puts it. But I should have called over to you to offer you any assistance, under the circumstances, tragic and all as they were. That's why I was delighted when I got your email last week. I really was. I'm only too happy to connect and help out in any way I can.
Well, JR, I really appreciate that. As I said in that email, I don't want to be bothering you, but there's really nobody else I can talk to about some things, you know.
I do.
After all, we both do the same job in different towns.
We do.
And you've been doing this job a lot longer than I have.
That's the truth. It's time to put me out to pasture, I think. But Angela, sure, didn't you grow up in this business? Wasn't this place in your family long before Jimmy took over?
That's right. How well you remember that.
Well, I remember your mother. Oh, she was a great woman. A great woman for the community. She was a woman who got things done. But she looked after her staff too. I remember her. I was only a youngster, of course, but I remember her. Oh,
that's very nice to hear. And she did. She looked after people. Treated everyone like one big family. I'm trying my best to follow in her footsteps, I suppose.
And Jimmy's. Jimmy was a character.
Oh, he certainly was.
My wife didn't always appreciate him, if I'm completely honest with you. It was the cards, you know. He was a devil for the cards. Any time I played with him, I always lost money. My wife didn't like that very much, I can tell you.
Oh, I can imagine.
But he's much missed. I miss him. And his passing was so tragic.
It was.
It was. I brought you something.
Oh?
Well, two somethings. My wife doesn't like tarts, but I love them. I love tarts. I make my own. Lemon tarts, blackberry tarts, pear and almond tarts. I'm probably happiest when I'm in the kitchen, baking. I've two here for you. An apple tart. You can't beat those. And a rhubarb tart. Lovely.
Oh, that's very kind of you, JR. Very kind of you.
Don't mention it, Angela. Don't mention it at all. I was happy to do it. Sure, it was only an excuse to make a couple for myself. My wife doesn't like to see me putting on weight, of course, but I always say that a well-fed man is a happy man. Tell me, what did you need to talk about? What did you need to ask about? Your email said there was a couple of things. Shout away.
Yes. Well, most of the running of this place, day to day, is very routine. And the people here are fantastic.
Good staff are so important.
They are. And mine are brilliant. I'm lucky. But there are things that crop up. And I'm honestly not sure what to do. A couple of weeks back, a man called to see me about GAA sponsorship. And I have no idea what Jimmy did about that kind of thing. And Jimmy left no paperwork. and I can't ask Peter.
Of course, that's right. He's in prison now, isn't he?
He is. His daughter works here, actually.
Anna.
Hannah. Absolutely indispensable. At this stage, she's more hands-on with the running of this place than I am.
You're lucky to have her. But watch yourself, too. I had an assistant a few years back, Anthony. I don't know if you ever met him. He was from the north, and he was big in making changes without ever letting me know first.
Oh.
You know, it created a few problems at the time.
I see.
It must be difficult for her. Hannah, you know, her father being in prison and everything that happened in the summer.
It is. She doesn't ever talk about it, and I try not to pry.
Of course.
But that's where I am. I wanted to ask you what you do. What do you think is best? When it comes to GAA sponsorship and those kind of things, what do you say when somebody walks through the door with their hand out? I mean, it's important to be part of the community.
It is.
And to give something back. But where do you draw the line? And then, as well as that, I got a phone call about a food inspector doing the rounds. Oh, and that's when I thought of you, because I'm out of touch. I know the regulations. Oh, I know them backwards and forwards. But what are they really looking for these days?
I wish I knew. I'll tell you what I can. Before that, the GAA thing. I have a soft spot for the GAA. My wife doesn't like them. She doesn't like sports. But when I was a younger man, I was a footballer myself. Some of the happiest days of my life. You see, the GAA is not just the players, you know. It's everybody. That's why I give them anything I can whenever they come to the door. I really do. Those lads are out there. Every day, every morning of the year training, whether there's ice or snow or rain or what have you.
Oh, well, God love them if they're going to be out in this big storm that's coming next week.
I know. Donal Kavanagh says it's going to be a bad one. Hopefully it passes us by.
Oh, sadly, I don't think it will. Oh, here, there's a new weather app. Oh, way better than the built-in one. I've been giving it to everyone. It's so accurate. Have you your phone there handy?
I have.
Here. Look. Hold on.
Oh, I have it. I love stuff like this. These phones are so advanced now.
They are.
Oh, I see what you mean. Next Tuesday night looks bad. I'm supposed to be coming back from Belfast that evening.
Oh, well, they're saying not to drive. I'd stay off the roads if I were you.
You're probably right.
Speaking of Belfast, have you been getting emails from that woman in the north? That new wholesaler says her company wants to start supplying all the supermarkets in Donegal.
Margaret something.
That's her.
I have. She's persistent.
She is.
I'll tell you. With someone like that, you have to be careful. Don't go putting all your eggs in one basket.
Liam Kelly. Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Knuckles.
Liam. Liam, Liam. You're looking good. Looking well. Can I come in?
Of course, of course.
So, how have you been? It's been a while. You never write. You never call. You never even send a postcard. Don't tell me you've forgotten all your friends in Letterkenny.
Of course not.
Well, we haven't forgotten you. So, how have you been?
Good. I've been good. And you, Knuckles? How are things with you?
And you're doing very well for yourself. You really turned things around. Fair play to you. Fair play to you, Liam Kelly. You got off the streets. Some people said you never would. But not me. Not me. I always thought you had it in you. And I'm delighted.
Thanks.
You're doing your art now. Your paintings. Just like you always wanted. Just like your father always wanted. Your late father. And I've seen your little posts online. Very nice. You're a very talented man. And I know you're also working part-time with that electrician fella. A few days here and a few days there. Every other week. I've seen you driving over and back in the little blue van. Very good. You're keeping busy yourself. And out of trouble. Left all your bad ways behind you. Very good. Very good, Liam.
Yeah, well, I'm happier now.
Happier? Good. Good. Glad to hear it. I'm sure Peg will be glad to hear it. You remember Peg, don't you, Liam? Peg remembers you.
I do. How is she? How is Peg?
Peg was good to you, Liam. Very good to you. She looked after you. Helped you out when you were down. Made sure you had a place to sleep. Made sure you had food in your belly. Made sure you had money in your pocket.
Yes, that's true. Peg was good to me.
Money is so important, Liam. Don't you think? That's why Peg was so hurt. Hurt when you left. Hurt when you left without a word. Hurt when you left without paying your debts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know I did that.
You left in a hurry, Liam. You left owing money.
I know, Knuckles, I know. And I am sorry about that. I can explain.
Peg always ran you a line of credit, back when you were gambling. And I know you've left that gambling life behind you. But a man should always settle his debts first, don't you think? Don't you think that's only the right thing to do? Pay all your debts before you move on? Before you move up in the world? Leave your friends behind.
You're right.
Peg was upset. I don't mind telling you that. Upset. Very upset. Very disappointed. Very disappointed in you, Liam. And I was disappointed myself. Honestly. I thought you were better than that. Better than the runoff.
I know.
One day you were there, and the next day, poof. No sign of you. No sign of that money you owed Peg. Very disappointing. Very hurtful, Liam. Very hurtful.
Look, I'll do what I can. I don't have the money right now. It's a lot, but I can get it. I'm earning now. So yes, I can get it.
Well, I'm sure you can, Liam. I'm sure you can. But it's more than just the money, you know. It's the principle. You betrayed a trust. The way Peg sees it, it's not just a debt of money now. It's a debt of honour.
Right.
But the good news is, there might be a solution. Another way for you to repay your debt. In fact, as I look around this little house of yours, I'm almost certain of it. I'm going to take a few pictures, if you don't mind, for Peg.
What? I don't understand.
She wants to see your little house. Can I charge my phone first, if you don't mind? Have you got a charger? It'll only take a few minutes. If you don't mind, just want to take a few wee pictures of the rooms for Peg.
What do you mean?
A charger for my phone. Have you got one, Liam? It's a simple question.
Yes.
Good man, Liam. I knew you would. I knew you would.
Ballydrisane, written by Michael Leddy. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Leddy. Starring
Orla Carlin as Angela Galbraith.
Avin Diver as Hannah.
Horik Gallagher as Lorcan.
Elaine Gillespie as Lily.
Martin Hassan as Daniel.
Maria Tennessee as Miss McGowan.
Kieran Kelly as Peter McRae.
Andy McGrannan as JR.
Tom Nealis as Ronan.
Aidan O'Sullivan.
Aoife Toner as Trish.
Bill Vaughan as Joe.
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly.